This is VOA News. For your remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived at the U.S. Air Base in Ramstein, Germany Wednesday, where he is holding a virtual 20-nation ministerial meeting on the situation in Afghanistan alongside his German counterpart, Heiko Maas. Shortly after his arrival and ahead of talks with the German foreign minister, Blinken met with staff in charge of evacuation operations at the base. Ramstein has become a major stopover hub for Afghan evacuees, with about 34,000 flown to the U.S. base for layovers. Some 22,000 evacuees have already left the base for the United States or other locations. A U.S. State Department official told the Associated Press news agency Ramstein is effectively serving as a pop-up international airport with all layers of security you would expect to find at such a facility, stressing the security procedures are robust. Before traveling to Germany for that ministerial meeting, Blinken stressed the United States and its Western allies are calling on the Taliban to follow through on its pledge to allow anyone with valid travel documents to leave Afghanistan if they choose to do so. That includes foreign nationals and Afghan citizens, as well as permitting flights currently ready to fly out of Afghanistan to agreed-upon onward destinations. The issue has been a focus since the United States withdrew from Afghanistan at the end of August, ending a two-decade military presence and a final effort to evacuate thousands of people from the country. Many people who wanted to leave Afghanistan were unable to do so before the U.S. withdrawal. You'll find more on this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of Germany's Infectious Disease Control Agency warned the nation Wednesday the COVID-19 pandemic is not over, and there is real danger of a new wave of infections in that country if vaccination rates do not increase drastically. Speaking with reporters in Berlin, alongside German Health Minister Jens Spahn, Robert Koch Institute President Lothar Wieler said the hospitalizations due to COVID-19 are increasing, and the number of intensive care patients has almost doubled in the last 2 weeks. He said, as predicted, younger people are the ones most affected right now. The Koch Institute said new infection rates have not spiked dramatically in the way hospitalizations have. But Wieler said everyone who does not get vaccinated in the country is likely to contact the virus at some point in the pandemic. More than 61% of the German population is fully vaccinated, a somewhat lower rate than several other European countries. Germany has reported more than 4 million confirmed cases and 92,448 confirmed deaths since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. 20 people linked to the November 15th terrorist attacks in France went on trial in Paris Wednesday in proceedings expected to last 9 months. Six defendants have been charged in absentia. Reports say five of the six are presumed dead in Iraq or Syria. Non-Islamic State terrorists, mostly from France and Belgium, left a trail of bloodshed at a multi-pronged attack at the National Stadium, various bars and restaurants, and at a concert at the Bataclan Theater. A total of 130 people were killed, 90 of them at the concert hall. At least 490 people were injured. A 10th member of the terror cell and the only one still alive, Salah Abislam, was arrested in Brussels 4 months after the November 13, 2015 strikes. He's accused of helping the others and appeared in the courtroom today, or Wednesday. The trial will be held in a specially constructed court in Paris, and it's described as the biggest in France's modern-day legal history. Press freedom advocates say South Korean legislation intended to combat what authorities view as fake news could undermine press freedom in one of Asia's strongest democracies. The proposed revision to the Press Arbitration Act, backed by South Korea's ruling Democratic Party, would significantly expand the ability of courts to punish accredited reporters and media outlets deemed to have intentionally published false information. If passed, the legislation would amount to a rare example of a liberal democracy responding to the growing challenge of disinformation by targeting traditional media such as newspapers and television broadcasters. The Vienna-based International Press Institute, a free speech monitoring group, objected to the legislation, saying it is following a trend set by authoritarian governments which adopt so-called fake news laws to stifle criticism. The group's deputy director, Scott Griffin, said in a statement, "It's disappointing to see a democratic country like South Korea follow this negative trend." Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.